Exercise 16.2. Questions 1 to 5. Listen to a talk given on a university radio station.
Hello, this is Dana Lockwood with the Campus News at Noon. Yesterday, the Board of Regents voted to raise tuition here at Hamilton University for the third year in a row. As in the previous 2 years, there will also be increases in the student fees and the room and board charges at the dormitories. This 5% increase makes Hamilton the second most expensive school to attend in the state. Only Babcock University charges more. Penny Chang, co-executive of the Student Council, told us today that there should be some corresponding increase in student services, such as longer hours at the library, more contact time with faculty, and improved lab facilities. However, a spokesperson for the administration said that the additional money has already been earmarked to pay for the higher insurance premiums that the university is being charged, and for the construction of a new dormitory.
Number 1. For how many consecutive years has tuition at Hamilton University gone up? Number 2. Which of the following is not mentioned in the talk as going up? Number 3. What does the speaker say about Babcock University? Number 4. According to the speaker, who is Penny Chang? Number 5. What can be inferred from the remark made by the spokesperson for the administration?